Look at the people around you. When you look at them, do they give you a pleasant feeling or a bad feeling? Do you have a positive or negative feeling about those around you? This past week, I've been doing some reading, trying to understand a little bit the science about the function of the brain. I don't know whether you know or not. Do you know there is a difference between the brain and the mind? I don't know how to say in Chinese whether you use different word or translation, the brain and mind, but they are quite different. The brain, everybody have a brain, right? However, this brain is like a resource we use. And this brain, if I can say that this brain, because of sin, human sin, original sin, is a degenerated brain in the sense that it has bad tendency. So all of us have a brain that has some bad quality to it because of sin, either due to habit, due to inheritance, genetic even. However, there is a stronger power over the brain, and there is the mind. Your mind controls your brain. So when you look at somebody next to you or somebody we know, because of bad experiences so far, sometimes you may have some bad feeling about that person. So the thing that come out from your brain automatically say, oh, I don't like this guy because what happened. However, we have a higher power, which is called the mind, that overcome this kind of feeling and attitude. And this mind is given by God, because the Bible tells us that you should have the same mind as Christ. So this mind can be a perfected mind, while the brain is kind of non-perfect. It has the resources and ability, but then we have to train our brain with a sound mind so that we can have a life that is happy, that is more optimistic, that is more positive. Do you agree? I think anyway, that's the thing I want to share with you this past week when I learned it about. So this morning when I got up, I was pretty grouchy because of lack of sleep a little bit, because my grandkids and my son visit me from Carolina, and they have to leave real early this morning to head back. So I got up, didn't get enough sleep. So my initial organic, natural thing is that I don't get enough sleep. And if we can little thing, I get a little grouchy. And on the way I was driving here is that I should learn what I study, and that we have to use our mind to control our bad attitude so that we can have happy. And this is early in the morning. It depends what kind of attitude you take for the rest of the day. If you are grouchy, and if you are not happy from the beginning, if you let that to guide you for the rest of the day, you may not be a very good person to talk to for the rest of the day. So, and quite sad, I can give you the mind that I have so that you can live a abundant, happy life. I think the attitude part, the problem is that secularly speaking, you can still do that by wisdom, but then they don't have an absolute standard, what is good, what is bad. And it's what the Bible tells us. We use the Bible as a standard to train our mind to be a happy and successful person in your life. So shall we pray all together? Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us together, and brother and sister, this morning we come here to worship you because we want to learn of you. We want to be encouraged by you to get strength from the Holy Spirit in our life. I know that some of us may come in today to worship but not feeling happy. They have a lot of things in their mind, maybe that bothers them, because life is full of problems and solutions that need to be taken care of in various ways. And a lot of that, we let those things occupy our mind, and we lost the happiness and the peacefulness in our mind. Or we lost some of the good fellowship because we can only remember the the weakness of others, but not their strength. I pray, Lord, that you forgive each one of us if we have that kind of attitude today. And help us to give a spirit of forgiveness, because you created each one of us, and always each individual is precious to you. So in spite of our sinful nature, sometimes we manifest those and it hurts one another. But if we look at the bright side, we know that you are in control because you created us. You give us this mind and freedom that we can choose in life, whether to look at it negatively or look at it positively. So we pray, God, today as we shared together and worship you and listen to the visiting pastor who shared with us his message. We know that we pray that we give Holy Spirit to enlighten us, give an open mind, that through your Holy Spirit, you can give us the proper attitude, not only for today, but for the rest of our lives. And as we associate and fellowship with one another, for we ask in Christ's name. Amen.
好，我们今天接下来要读的经文，今天要读的经文是在约翰福音第21:15-19。Today's scripture reading is in the book of John, chapter 21:15-19. 让我们先一起用中文来读。约翰福音21:15-19。他们吃完了早饭，耶和华对西门彼得说：“约翰的儿子西门。”你爱我这些更深吗？彼得说：“主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣对他说：“你喂养我的羊吗？”耶稣第二次又对他说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？”彼得说：“主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣说：“你喂养我的羊吗？”第三次对他说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？”彼得因为耶稣第三次问他说：“你爱我？”就忧愁，对耶稣说：“主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣说：“你喂养我的羊吗？我实实在在的告诉你，你年少的时候自己束上带子，随意往来；但年老的时候，你要伸出手来，别人要把你束上。”带你到不愿意去的地方。耶稣说这话是指着彼得要怎样死，荣耀神。说了这话，就对他说：“你跟从我吧。” Now in English, John chapter 21:15-19. When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" "Yes, Lord," he said. "You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." Again, Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He answered, "Yes, Lord. You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep." The third time, he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was hurt. Because Jesus asked him the third time, "Do you love me?" He said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my sheep. Then truly I tell you, when you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." Jesus said this to imitate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. Then he said to him, "Follow me."
今天我们很高兴陈弟兄再一次回到我们南湾的教会来给我们证道。有关陈弟兄的那个介绍，在那个 bulletin 我们的 bulletin 上有，你可以自己去看。We are very glad to have Brother Chen back again to preach for us today, And his videography is on this bulletin board. You can look at yourself. 今天陈弟兄证道的题目是约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？ Today's sermon topic is Simon, son of John. Do you truly love me? 下面我们就把时间交给陈弟兄。
弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace be with you, sisters and brothers.
很高兴今天能够再次来到南湾教会和大家分享神的话语。
I'm very happy to be here with you again to share with God's words.
今天我们的经文是约翰福音二十一章十五到十九节。
Today's scripture reading is in the book of the Gospel according to John, chapter 21, verse 15 to 19.
这段经文对我来说有特别的意义。
This passage has a very special meaning to me.
因为神曾经借着这里的经文呼召我全世界服侍他。
Because God had called me to serve him through this passage.
我是05年信主，06年复活节受洗的。
I received the Lord as my personal savior in 2005 and I was baptized in 2006.
信主了以后，我意识到我以前在世界上所追求的一切都只是暂时的。
So after I became Christian, I realized that all the things materialistic, all the things that I pursued in the world were temporary.
只有在神里面的生命和在主里面所做的工才是存到永远的。
And the things that, the life in God and things that I do for God are.For eternity.
我也渐渐的学习到，人活着终极目的就是为了荣耀神。
And I also gradually learned that our ultimate purpose of our life is to glorify God.
当然，学习到人生的终极目的是为了荣耀神，并不意味着要做全世界的传道人。
Of course, this does not imply that I would have to become a full-time minister.
我们很多弟兄姐妹在一边工作，一边忠心的在教会里服侍。
I know a lot of sisters and brothers work and serve the Lord at the same time.
并且我们的日常生活中，在我们的工作中，活出从神来的新生命。
And through their daily job, their secular job, they bear good testimony in their lives.
信靠顺服主。
And they follow the Lord, they are submissive to the Lord,
爱神爱人
and they love the Lord and people.
我们同样是荣耀神。
In that same way, we can also bring glory to God.
那我感受到呼召全世界服侍神是在07年的春天。
So, it was in the spring of 2007 that I felt the calling, from the Lord to come out to serve him full time.
那一年我和我太太 Helen 一起回国探亲。
It was the time that my wife Helen and I went back to China to visit our family.
我们参加那边的教会的聚会。
We attended church worships and fellowship.
其中。其中在宁波的时候，我们不仅参加他们的主日敬拜，我们也参加了他们星期二晚上青年人的聚会。
When I was in Ningbo, in addition to the Sunday worship, we also went to the young adults fellowship on Tuesday.
我记得那天晚上天很冷，还是春天很早的时候。
It was early spring, so it was rather cold that evening.
但是那天晚上来了很多人，大概有超过100多个年轻人。
But there were a lot of people, about over 100 young adults attended the fellowship.
开始的时候是一位弟兄讲一些信息，然后分组讨论。
So the fellowship started with a brother sharing, giving a message, followed by some group discussion.
我们也参加其中一个小组讨论。
We attended one of the small groups.
我们发现大家都非常的渴慕。
And we found that everyone was really longing and earnestly longing
但是因为带领的一位弟兄他是个新信主的弟兄，所以讨论的并不是很好。
But the leader was a new Christian, and so I didn't think that discussion went too well.
但是虽然讨论的不好，这些年轻人都还是非常的渴慕。
But despite that, those young adults were all very earnest.
这次给我们留下非常深的印象，就是在国内有很多的新信徒信主。
So that left me a rather significant impression. I realized that there are a lot of new Christians in China.
包括很多年轻人。
Including a lot of young adults.
但是缺乏人能够帮助他们，可以牧养他们。
But ministers are few.
我们回到美国以后，通常我调时差都非常的快，但是这一次我调时差调了一个星期。
So usually, I didn't used to have much problem with jet lags. This time, it took me about a week to adjust my jet lags.
那有一天晚上半夜里，我醒着的时候，我又在思想我这一生到底要做什么。
So one night, I was awake. I was wide awake, and I was thinking, well, what was I going to do for the rest of my life?
所以我就问主说，主啊。我这一生你要我做什么？
So I asked God, I said, Lord, what do you want me to do with my life?
这时候约翰福音二十一章的一句经文就临到我的心里。
So then this verse, one verse in John 21 came to my mind.
主说你喂养我的羊。
Lord said, feed my sheep.
我感到这是神对我的呼召。
So I felt that was the calling from the Lord.
后来我和我太太 Helen 分享，那 Helen 其实在不久之前就已经感受到呼召，要全世界服侍神。
So I shared it, I shared my experience with Helen without knowing that she had already felt God's calling to come out to serve Him full time.
然后我们接下来就跟我们的牧师师母还有我们教会的长老们分享。
So then we talked to our pastor and elder at our church.
他们都为我们非常的高兴，并且非常支持我们。
They were very happy for us and they were very supportive.
我们接下来就申请三一神学院，然后在08年初就两个人辞去工作，一起到芝加哥学习。
So then we applied for a mission to Trinity.Seminary, theological seminary, and then we resigned from our work, and came to Chicago to start our journey.
所以今天的这段经文对我有特别的感情。
So this is a very special passage to me. It's special to me.
并且今年上半年我有机会学习有一门课学习约翰福音。
And also, the first half of this year, I took a course on this book, John.
让我有机会来更深的思考这卷福音书。
And it helped me to meditate, to reflect, and to think through all these passages in the book of John.
今天非常高兴能够有机会来讲这一段经文。
So I'm very happy that I can share with you this passage.
好，那下面我们信息之前先一起来祷告。
Let us start with a prayer first.
主耶稣，我们来到你的面前。
Dear Jesus, we come before you.
约翰福音一章一节说：“太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。”
In the beginning of John, it says, "In the beginning there was Word, and the Word was God."
主耶稣，你就是那太初的道。
You are the beginning, you are the Word, and you are God.
你道成肉身，真光照亮这个黑暗的世界。
You are the Word that became flesh, and with the true light, you shine on this earth.
你来到世上，匆匆忙忙的，有恩典，有真理。
You came in this world, and you are filled with grace and truth.
你把父神表明给我们。
You reveal to us the God the Father.
你使瘸腿的行走，你使瞎眼的看见。
You performed all the miracles, and you make the blind see, and And you resurrected the dead.
你赐给我们生命的活水。
And you gave us the living water of our life.
你是生命的粮。
You are the bread of life.
你是好牧人，为羊舍命。
You are a good shepherd, and you sacrificed your own life for the sheep.
你是复活，你是生命。
You are the resurrection. You are the life.
你说，你就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着你，没有人能到父那里去。
You said you are the truth. You are the way, the truth, and unless through you, nobody can come to God.
你是葡萄树，是我们生命的源头。
You are the grapevine, and you are the source of our life.
你为了我们的罪死在十字架上，第三天复活。
You have died for us for our sins, but then you resurrected on the third day.
让一切信你的人不至灭亡，反得永生。
So that all those who believe in you would not perish, but have eternal life.
主耶稣，我们感谢你这样丰盛的恩典。
We thank you for this full grace.
你当我们还死在罪恶过犯中的时候，你把我们拯救出来。
You saved us when we were still sinners.
你让我们这些瘸腿的人能够行走，让我们这些瞎眼的人能够看见。
You made the crippled walk, and you opened the eyes of the blind.
让我们这些死的人重新活过来。
And you resurrected us who were dead before.
主耶稣，我们赞美你，感谢你。
Lord, we praise you and thank you.
主耶稣，我们祷告，今天愿你的爱全然地得到我们每一个人。
May your love take hold of every one of us today.
让我们能够深深地来体会主你对我们的爱。
So that we can feel.And we can understand your true love.
用爱来回应你对我们的爱。
So that we can respond to your love with love.
主耶稣，我们祷告，求你的圣灵在这里运行。
We pray that your Holy Spirit hover among us.
求你来帮助孩子和黄弟兄，让我们能够清楚地传讲主你的话语。
You help us so that we can preach your words clearly.
求你的圣灵在我们每一个人心里运行。
May your spirit work among us, every one of us.
让你的话语带着能力进到我们每一个人的心里，来改变我们的生命。
Change our lives with your word.
我们这样祷告，是奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
那今天的经文是21:15-19.
So today's scripture reading is from verse 15-19 in chapter 21.
在看今天的经文之前，让我们先来看一下紧接着前面的经文。
So we probably should examine the passage before prior to this passage.
19和20记载了主耶稣被钉十字架，第三天复活。
So in chapter 19 and 20.John recorded Jesus was crucified and resurrected on the third day.
主耶稣复活以后向门徒们显现。
And then after resurrection, he appeared to his disciples.
今天的经文21记载的是在约翰福音里主耶稣复活以后第三次向门徒们显现。
So in this chapter,This is the third time that Jesus appeared to the disciple.
这个事情发生在加利利海边。
So the story happened by the Sea of Galilee.
经文里讲到门徒们一个晚上打鱼，什么都没有打着。
So according to scripture, you know that the disciples, they were fishing, they fished all night, but they did not catch much.
当主耶稣告诉他们撒网的时候，他们一网打到了很多鱼。
But when Jesus told them to cast the net, they caught many.
约翰记载说，一共有153条大鱼。
And you can see in the scripture it says they caught 153 fish.
这件很有象征意义的事情告诉我们。
So this symbolizes something to us.
神要我们做福音的渔夫，得人如得鱼。
God wants us to be fishers of men.
当主耶稣告诉门徒们撒网的时候，门徒们打到这么多的鱼，告诉我们，我们服事的时候要靠着神服事。
So when Jesus told his disciples to cast a net and they caught many, this tells us that if we want to serve the Lord, we should follow him. We should follow his instructions.
我们要聆听神的声音，按着神的旨意去服事。
We need to listen to him and follow his will to serve.
我们不是靠我们自己的能力做我们的事工。
Instead of following our own will and do our own things.
我们是依靠神做神的工。
We must be relying on God and do his work.
打鱼的事情结束以后，门徒们和主耶稣一起吃早饭。
So after they finished fishing, they had breakfast with the Lord.
那经文十五到十九节记载的是他们吃完早饭以后，主耶稣和彼得的一段对话。
So the scripture that we read today was the dialogue between Jesus and Peter after breakfast.
让我们来看这段经文。
So let's read this passage.
主耶稣首先问彼得说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？”
So Jesus asked, Peter first, he said to Simon, Peter, Simon, son of John, do you truly love me more than these?
主耶稣称呼彼得，约翰的儿子西门，意味着他接下来所要说的话是非常严肃的。
So this calling, Simon, son of John, signified that Jesus was, what Jesus was going to tell him was a sobering discourse.
就像我在家里，如果Helen 不是叫我华姐，而是说陈华姐怎么样怎么样的时候，那我就心里就想，这下我要小心了，她要讲这些很重要的事情。
Just like if my wife Helen calls me, 陈华姐 with my family name instead of just 华姐 then I know I better be careful.
那主耶稣接下来问说：“你爱我比这些更深吗？”这句话。可能有三个不同的解释。
So there may be three different interpretations or explanations for this question. Do you love me more than these?
这些代表的是什么？可能有三个不同的解释。
So there can be three different interpretations of this word, these.
第一种可能解释是主耶稣问彼得：“你爱我胜过你爱你的船，爱你的渔网，爱你所打到的鱼吗？”
One possibility is that these refer to Peter's boat, his net, and the fish that he caught.
也就是说，彼得，你爱我胜过你爱打你打鱼的工作吗？
So, in other words, Jesus was asking Peter, "Do you love me more than your work?"
那彼得本来是个渔夫，并且他们正在为一网打到153条大鱼兴奋。所以这种解释是很有可能的。
So Peter was a fisherman, and they just caught 153 fish. So it would be quite possible that that this is exactly what Jesus meant.
那第二种可能的解释是，主耶稣问彼得：“你爱我胜过你爱这些其他的门徒吗？”
And the second possibility was that Jesus was asking Peter if he loved him more than he loved his other brothers, the other disciples.
但是这样的比较在约翰福音里面从来没有出现过，所以这个解释的可能性不是很大。
But this is quite unlikely for similar comparative statements never appeared in other parts of John.
第三种可能的解释是，主耶稣问彼得：“ 你爱我胜过其他这些门徒爱我吗？
And the third possible explanation is that Jesus was asking Peter, do you love me more than the other disciples love me?
Right? Yes. 但是这里有一个困难，因为主耶稣不太可能要我们相互竞争、相互比较，即使在爱主这件事情上。
But there is a difficulty for this explanation here, because I don't believe that Jesus wanted us to compare and compete with each other, especially in terms of loving the Lord.
那有人说，主耶稣这里问彼得，可能是针对彼得以前的夸口。
But maybe Jesus, some people said, maybe Jesus was asking Peter, because Peter once was boasting about how committed he was to him.
彼得曾经对主说，众人虽然为你的缘故跌倒，我却永不跌倒。
Peter once told Jesus, even if all fall away on account of you, I never will.
当耶稣说，我实在告诉你，今夜计较一些，你要三次不认我。这时候彼得说，我就是必须和你同死，也总不能不认你。
And when Jesus replied and said, I tell you the truth, before the rooster crows, you will disown me three times. And Peter replied, even if I have to die with you, I would never disown you.
主耶稣这里问彼得是让他想起他以前的夸口，让他看到他自己的软弱。
So this explanation referred to the intention that Jesus wanted Peter to see his own weakness.
但是这里有个困难，因为彼得做了一个肯定的回答，他说：“主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。”
But that's there is a difficulty again here because Peter gave an affirmative answer. He said, "Lord, yes, you know that I love you."
彼得没有回答说：“主啊，我现在不再夸口，比其他门徒更爱你，但是你知道我爱你。”
Peter did not say, "Lord, I will no longer boast that I love you more than they do, but you know that I love you." So.
所以从这里看，最有可能是第一种解释。
So if we reflect on all these three explanations and their reasons, we probably would come to the conclusion the most likely explanation is the first one.
主耶稣问彼得，你爱我胜过你的船、你的渔网、你打到的鱼吗？
That is, Jesus asked Peter, do you love me more than your boat, your net, and the fish that you caught?
你爱我胜过你打鱼的工作吗？
Do you love me more than you love your work?
这里我们看到彼得谦卑了很多，他没有拍着胸脯说，主啊，我愿意为你而死。
Now you can see that Peter had become a lot more humble by this time. He did not pound on his own chest and say, Lord, yes, I love you. I would die for you.
彼得说的是，主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。
He said, yes, Lord, you know that I love you.
接下来主耶稣重复两次问彼得类似的问题。
And subsequently, Jesus repeated the question twice.
那有人说在这三个问题和回答里面有一些微妙的变化。
And some people said that in those three questions, Jesus used subtly different words.
在原文里面，这里的爱字用了两个不同的字。
So in the original scripture, love, John used two different words for love.
一个是神圣的爱，一个是朋友的爱。
One is a love, a holy love, and the other one is like the love among friends.
但是今天的约翰福音的大多数学者都认为，在约翰福音里面这两个字是同义词。
But most theologians that study John today agree that in the scripture here, these two words of love are the same.
约翰经常在他的福音书里面交换使用这两个字。
Because John interchangeably used those two words often.
约翰喜欢使用同义词，使他的文学表达有变化。
he wanted to use a synonymous words. It's just something relevant to his literary expression.
所以在这里这两个字没有根本的意思上的区别。
So there is no fundamental difference between these two words.
所以主耶稣在这里问彼得是三个同样的问题。
Therefore, I believe that Jesus asked Peter three questions, and they are exactly the same question.
当主耶稣第三次问彼得的时候，彼得就忧愁。
So when Jesus asked him the third time, Peter was troubled.
那主耶稣为什么要三次问彼得同样的问题呢？
So why did Jesus ask Peter three times?
一方面，这是针对彼得三次不认主。
On one hand, perhaps Jesus asked three times because Peter disowned him three times.
彼得曾经三次不认主，这里主耶稣让彼得三次确认他对主的爱。
So Jesus wanted him to reaffirm three times that he loved him.
另一方面，很重要的，主耶稣因着三次问彼得同样的问题，告诉彼得，也是告诉我们。
So on the other hand, through this repeating this question three times, Jesus was telling Peter and telling us.
当他呼召一个人来服侍他的时候，主耶稣最看重的是我们对他的爱。
When he is calling someone to serve him, the most important thing is this person's love to Jesus.
比方说，主耶稣可以问彼得：“彼得，你有纯正的信仰告白吗？”
Some people said, perhaps Jesus could have asked Peter, "Peter, do you have the conventional or true declaration of faith?"
那彼得可以回答说。主啊，是的，我是第一个宣告你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
Peter could very well reply, "Yes, Lord. Among the disciples, I was the very first one that declared that you are the Christ, the Son of the Living God."
主耶稣也可以问彼得，彼得，你在教会里有重要的职位吗？
And Jesus could also ask, could have also asked Peter.Peter, do you have an important position in the church?
那彼得可以回答说，主啊，是的，你立我为使徒，并且你曾经说你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上。
And Peter could have very well answered, "Yes, Lord, you established me as a disciple, and you have said you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church."
主耶稣也可以问彼得，彼得，你有过超自然的属灵经历吗？
And Jesus could have also asked Peter, "Peter, have you had surreal spiritual experience, supernatural spiritual experience?"
那彼得可以回答说，主啊，是的，我曾经在海上行走，我曾经医病赶鬼。
Peter could have answered, "Yes, Lord, I have walked on water and I have healed the sick.And cast out demons."
但是主耶稣没有问彼得这些问题。
But Jesus did not ask any of those questions.
主耶稣问彼得的是：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？”
Jesus simply asked Simon, Simon, son of John, "Do you love me?"
并且问了三次。
And he repeated the question three times.
对每一个服侍主的人来说，主耶稣所最看重的是。
So for everyone that serves the Lord, the most important thing is how much you love Him.
那爱主是什么意思呢？我们怎样做才是爱主呢？
But then, what does it mean to love the Lord? What should we do?
这可以从三个方面来看。
We can examine this question from three ways.
首先，爱主是把神放在首位，以神为我们生命的中心。
First of all, if we love the Lord, we must place the Lord on the top of our priorities. He is the center of our life.
主耶稣说，圣经中最大的诫命是，你要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。
Jesus had said that the greatest commandment is love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul.And with all your mind.
我们要全身心地爱神， 我们做一切都是为了荣耀神。
We must love God with all our mind, all our soul, so everything that we do is to bring glory to Him.
哥林多前书十章三十一节这么说：所以你们或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为荣耀神而行。
So in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31 that we have read, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God.
我们把神放在我们生命的首位，我们活着的一切都是以神为中心。
So if God is the top priority of our life, and the center of our life, then everything we do is for Him.
第二，爱主就是遵守主的命令。
Second, thing is, to love the Lord is to follow His command.
约翰福音十四章十五节这么说：你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。
In verse 14, chapter 14, verse 15, it says, "If you love me, you will follow my command."
然后在二十一节说：有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的。
And subsequently, Jesus said, "Whoever has my commands and loves them, he is the one who loves me."
爱主不仅仅是我们心里的感受或者言语的肯定，而是要表达在行动里面。
So loving the Lord is not something that you feel alone. You feel only. Rather, it must be something that is reflected through your deeds.
第三方面，爱主的其中一个表现是爱弟兄姐妹。
So the third thing is that one of the ways to reflect your love for the Lord is through your love for brothers and sisters.
约翰一书说：人若说我爱神，却恨他的弟兄，就是说谎话的。不爱他所看见的弟兄，就不能爱没有看见的神。爱神的也当爱弟兄，这是我们从神所受的命令。
In 1 John chapter 4, in 1 John we said, if anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother, he is a liar. If you cannot love the visible, the brothers that you can see, then you can love the God that you cannot see. If you love God, you must also love your brother. And that is the command that we receive from the Lord.
马太福音二十五章四十节说：我实在告诉你们，这些事你们既做在我这弟兄中一个最小的身上，就是做在我身上了。
So in Matthew chapter 25, verse 40, it says, I tell you the truth, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did it for me.
主耶稣把我们对我们弟兄姐妹的爱看成是对他的爱。
And Jesus considered our love for the brothers as our love for him, himself.
我们无论做什么事情，都要像是为主做的。
So no matter what we do it as if we were doing it for the Lord.
主要我们爱他胜过我们爱一切。
So the Lord wants us to love him more than anything else.
主说：人到我这里来，若不爱我胜过爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姊妹和自己的性命，就不能做我的门徒。
So Jesus said, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, his wife and children, his brothers and sisters, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple.
对每一个主的门徒，最重要的就是我们对主的爱。
So for every disciple of the Lord, the most important thing is the love to God.
主耶稣可能问我，陈华姐，你在教会里服侍，是因为你可以对着很多人讲道，可以做教会的领袖，还是因为爱我？
So, God could have asked me, John Chen, you serve in a church, is it because you can preach in front of a lot of people, you can be a leader in a church, or is it because you love me?
你在教会服侍，是因为当你服侍有果效的时候，可以让你有成就感，并且得到很多人的夸奖，还是因为你爱我？
You serve the church, is it because you want the feeling of accomplishment when you did something good and receive praises, or is it because you love?
耶稣也可能问我, 陈华姐你考虑读神学博士, 是因为爱这个学位, 还是你真的觉得这样可以更好地服侍我?
You can also ask me, John Chen, you are thinking about going pursuing a PhD degree in theology. Is it because you love to have this degree, or is it because you love me so that you can serve me better?
主耶稣也可能问我, 陈华姐, 我要你将来回中国服侍, 在人看来这可能会影响你孩子的教育, 你愿意为我这样做吗?
And Jesus could ask me, John Chen, I want you to go back to China to minister people there. And to many people, your children could be affected. Your children's education could be affected. Are you willing to sacrifice this for me?
这是我曾经面对的问题，并且我需要继续面对。
These are questions that I faced before, and I will continue to face.
那主耶稣可能怎样问你呢？
And Jesus, what had Jesus asked you before?
主耶稣会怎样来问你，问你心里的这个深刻的问题？
What do you think Jesus, how Jesus would ask you these profound questions?
我们做什么事情是为什么？我们不做什么事情又是为什么？
What are the purposes of our doing certain things or not doing the certain things?
是因为我们对主的爱吗？
Is the purpose love for the Lord?
那我们讲了很多有关爱的重要性。
So we have expanded a lot on the importance of love.
那我们怎么可能更多的来爱主呢？
But then how can we love the Lord more?
对我们人来说，更自然的是我们爱自己。
But to men, it is more natural that we love ourselves.
我们这些爱自己的人怎样可能更多的来爱主呢？
So how could these self-loving human beings love the Lord more?
有人曾经讲过这样一个故事。
Well, someone told a story.
说有一个人一天早上走着去上班，那时候可能还很早没有车。
So there was once a man walking to work. Probably it was a long time ago, there was no car.
在路上的时候,他想到主耶稣问彼得这个问题,约翰的儿子西门,你爱我吗?
So on the way to work, this passage came to his mind. Jesus was asking Simon, son of John, do you love me?
他是非常的希望自己能够像彼得一样回答,主啊,是的,你知道我爱你。
And how he wished that he could answer in the same way that Peter did and said, Yes, Lord, you know I love you.
但是他没有办法这样回答。But
he could not.
他心里非常的忧伤。He
was troubled.
走着走着,他说, 我不能像彼得那样回答，也许我可以这样说。
So as he continued walking, he said to the Lord, I could not be like Peter, so I'll be honest with you.
主啊，你知道我不爱你。You
know I do not love you.
他这样诚实地向主承认以后，心里感受稍微好了一点。So
after he confessed this to the Lord, he felt a lot better.
然后接下来，他慢慢地，他想对主说， 主啊，你知道我想爱你。
And then as he continued walking, he said to the Lord, he said, Lord, you know, I want to love you.
这时候他想到主耶稣的恩典，想到主耶稣所做的一切，主耶稣为他的罪死在十字架上。
So then he thought of all the things that Jesus had done for him, Jesus' love, what Jesus did for him, and Jesus died for him on the cross.
慢慢的，他很想对主耶稣说：“主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。”
So gradually, he wanted to say out aloud. He wanted to cry out aloud and said, Lord, you know I love you.
在接下来的路上, 他非常的喜乐。
So for the rest of the journey, he was filled with joy.
因为那一天他在基督里成了一个新造的。
Because he became a newly created person in Christ that day.
这个经历可能比较特别，我们很多人可能没有办法像他这样快的改变。Perhaps
this was a rather unusual experience. Most of us could not have that kind of experience and change so fast.
但是他的经历给我们一个很重要的启发。But
this experience inspired us one thing.
约翰一书说，不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们。 差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。In
1 John, we read, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins.
又说，我们爱，因为神先爱我们。And
it says, we love because He first loved us.
让我们来常常来思想，主耶稣对我们的恩典。 主耶稣为我们成就的救赎。So
if we often reflect on the grace of the Lord and the things that He had done for us,
并且我们的主是怜悯的主，虽然我们常常软弱，虽然我们不信实，但是主以信实的爱爱我们。And
we know that our God is a merciful God, even if we are not faithful, but He is faithful. He loves us.
当我们能够更深的体会主对我们的爱的时候，我们就能够更好的来爱主。As
we can feel more profoundly God's love, then we can, in turn, we can respond with our love.
在这里经文里面，主耶稣三次问彼得，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得三次做肯定的回答。So
Jesus asked Peter three times. Simon, son of John, do you love me? And Peter three times answered affirmatively.
然后主耶稣把牧羊教会的侍奉托付给彼得。So
three times Jesus asked Peter to minister his church.
然后主耶稣告诉彼得说，你年少的时候自己束上带子，随意往来，但年老的时候你要伸出手来，别人要把你束上。
And then Jesus told Peter that when you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go.
约翰说，这话是指的彼得要怎样死，荣耀神。
And John said, Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God.
这是彼得将来为主寻道，被罗马政府钉死在十字架上。So
this indicated that Peter was to die as a martyr and was to be hang on the cross by the Roman government.
说了这话以后，主耶稣对彼得说：“你跟从我吧。”So
after he had said that, Jesus said to Peter, "Follow me."
弟兄姐妹们，今天的经文告诉我们，对每一个服侍神的人，主耶稣最看重的是我们对他的爱。So
we can see that the most important thing to everyone that serves the Lord is the love to the Lord.
让主耶稣问彼得的问题常常的来问我们。That
these questions impinge upon us often.
为我们死而复活的主，也是为彼得死而复活的主。 对着三次否认他的彼得，用慈爱怜悯的目光看着他，问彼得：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？”
So the Lord that had died for us and that died for Peter asked Peter three times, "Do you love me?"
今天这位慈爱怜悯的主，这位为我们死而复活的主，也是看着我们每一个人，问你问我：“你爱我吗？”
Today, this merciful God, this God who had died on the cross for our sins, is also asking us the same question, you and me. He's asking, "Do you love me?"
我们能够怎样来回答主耶稣
？How can we respond to him?
我们能够像彼得那样回答：“主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。”我们能够这样回答吗
？Can we respond like Peter did and say, "Yes, Lord, you know I love you"?
我们能够回答说：“主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。”我们能够这样回答吗
？Can we answer like Peter did and say, "Yes, Lord, you know I love you"?
如果我们过去曾经软弱，如果我们过去曾经爱主不多，我们知道我们的主是怜悯的主。
If we had been weak before and we did not love him enough, we know that our God is a merciful God.
从彼得的经历，我们看到，彼得曾经对主夸口说：“主啊，我愿意为你舍命。”
Through Peter's experience, we know that he had once boasted that I would die for you. He told Jesus.
但在主耶稣被捕的那天晚上，他三次不认主。
But on the day that Jesus was taken away, he was weak. He said he disowned Jesus three times.
当主回头看他的时候，彼得出去痛哭流涕。
When Jesus turned his head towards him to look at him, he went out and cried.
主耶稣赦免了彼得，并且让彼得从他的软弱中站立起来。
But Jesus forgave Peter.And re-established him.
并且彼得确实从他的软弱中站起来。我们看到，从此以后，彼得一生爱主，一生跟随主，最后为主寻道。
And truly, Peter was reinstated, and he became strong. For the rest of his life, he bore testimonies for the Lord, and for the rest of his life, he followed the Lord, and he gave up his own life for him.
如果我们曾经软弱，只要我们悔改，主一样要赦免我们。
If we have been weak and unfaithful, then the Lord knows us. As long as we confess our sins, He will forgive us.
重要的是，今天我们怎样来回答主
？The most important thing is how do we respond to the Lord's question today?
主耶稣问我们每个人：“你爱我吗？”我们怎样来回答这位爱我们的主？这位为我们在十字架上舍命的主
，Jesus asks every one of us, "Do you love me?" How do we answer to Jesus, this Lord that loves us, that sacrificed His life for our sins on the cross?
Moody 是一个被神所重用的仆人。
You all know Moody was a very well cherished servant of the Lord.
有人说神借着他使地狱的人口少了100万。
So some people said that there were 1 million fewer people in the Hades if just because of Moody.
Moody 服侍大有力量，他有什么秘诀吗
？And his ministry was very powerful. And what was the secret of this?
有个叫雷诺的人曾经讲过这样一个故事。
So someone named Reno.Had told this story.
这是在穆迪服侍的早期啊。
And it was a story about the early ministry of Moody.
穆迪从小在农场长大，后来他从事卖鞋的工作，他没有受过什么好的教育。
Moody grew up in a farm, and he also made his living shining shoes when he was young. So he did not have.Much, if any, education at all.
雷诺第一次去穆迪服侍的地方，那是在一个简陋的房子里面。
So the first time, Reno went to see Moody's church. It was in was a shabby building, was a very humble building.
他到教会的时候，他首先看到一个人站着，一手拿着本圣经，一手抓着一个黑人的小孩，在给他讲浪子的故事。
So when he, entered church, he saw a man with Bible in one hand and holding a black kid with another hand, telling that kid the story of the parable of the lost son.
But the Bible 上的很多字他不会读，他只好跳过。
But But there were many words that he did not recognize. So he skipped those words.
雷诺在下面心里想, 他说, 神如果能够使用这样的器皿来荣耀他的名, 那我正是要大吃一惊了。
So Reno thought to himself, I would be shocked if God would use a person like this as his vessel to glorify his name.
这个人就是穆迪。
And this person that was reading the Bible to the black kid, that was Moody.
聚会结束以后, 穆迪, 找到雷诺对他说,
So after the service, Moody told Reno, found Reno and told him,
他说, 雷诺, 我这个人只有一个特长。
Reno, I don't have many strengths, but I have one.
他说, 我没有受过什么教育。
I'm not educated.
但是我爱主耶稣基督。 我想为他做一些事情，请你为我祷告。
But I love Jesus. I want to do something for him. So please pray for me.
神使用了这个器皿。
So God had used this vessel.
大大的使用了这个器皿。
And used this vessel to a great extent.
穆迪服事大有力量，是因为他热爱主耶稣。
Moody's ministry was very successful, very powerful, simply because he loved the Lord.
弟兄姐妹们。 你希望成为一个在神国里被神使用的人吗?
So sisters and brothers, do you hope, do you long to be a useful vessel for the Lord in the kingdom of God?
你希望你的服事更有力量,成为别人生命的祝福吗?
Do you wish that your service will be more powerful and become a blessing of other people's life?
当你遇到困难的时候,当别人不理解你,甚至批评你的时候, 你仍然能够不受困扰,仍然能够持久有力地来服侍神吗?
Can you persevere and persistent through your service, even when you face trials, when you are in the midst of affliction and be criticized by others?
南湾教会在这里建立,南湾教会能否被神重用,在这里来传扬主的名,荣耀主的名?
The MCCC was established in this town, whether or not this church can be used by God and preach God's name and bring glory to God's name.
要来回答这些问题, 我们首先要来回答主耶稣对彼得的问题。
Would depend on how we answer the same question that Jesus asked Peter.
耶稣问我们每个人, 你爱我吗?
Jesus asked every one of us, do you love me?
如果我们能够像穆迪那样回答说, 我爱主耶稣, 我想为他做一些事情, 让我们一起来祷告。
If we can answer like Moody said, I love Jesus Christ, I want to do something for him, let us pray together.
我相信神一定能够重重地使用我们每一个爱他的人, 重重地使用南湾教会。
And I'm sure God would then use every one of us, use this church, in a very glorious way.
在我们今天祷告之前, 我要邀请每一位弟兄姐妹和朋友, 再一次来思想主耶稣的问题。
Before we do a concluding prayer, I want to invite every sister and brother and friend to reflect on this very same question.
主耶稣问我们每一个人, 问你, 问我, 你爱我吗?
Jesus asks you and me, every one of us, do you love me?
如果你的回答是, 主啊, 是的, 你知道我爱你。
If your answer is, yes, Lord, you know I love you.
或者你的回答是, 主啊, 我过去爱你不多, 但从今天开始我要来爱你, 请你帮助我。
Or perhaps you say, Lord, you know that I did not used to love you as much, but from today, from now on, I want to love you. Please help me.
如果这是你的回答, 我邀请你站起来, 我们一起祷告。
If this is your answer, I want you to stand up and let us pray together.
你说, 我要来爱这位慈爱的主, 爱这位为我舍命的主。
You said, I want to love this Lord, love this merciful God, love this God that has sacrificed his life for us.
请你站起来。
So, please stand up.
我们中间可能也还有一些朋友不认识耶稣。
So, we may also have some friends that do not know Jesus Christ.
但是如果今天你想对耶稣说
，But if you want to say to the Lord,
耶稣，我从前不认识你，但是今天我被你的爱感动，我要来学习认识你，学习来爱你。
You said, Jesus, I did not know you before, but I am touched today. I want to come, to you and I want to learn to know you. I want to come to know you and learn to love you.
如果这是你的回答，也请你站起来。
If this is also your answer, please stand up as well.
好，下面我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray together.
在祷告的过程中，如果你有感动，你随时都可以站起来。
And if you feel touched, you can always stand up.
好，我们一起来祷告。
If you're still sitting, yeah.
主耶稣，我们感谢你的恩典。
Dear Lord, we thank you for your grace.
感谢你伟大的爱。
We thank you for your great love.
在我们还在做罪人的时候，你为我们死在十字架上。
You have sacrificed your life for us on the cross, even as we were still sinners.
当我们还死在罪恶过犯中的时候，你把我们从死亡里拯救出来。
You saved us from the death as we were still sinning against you.
你赐给我们从你来的全新的生命。永远的生命。
You give us a completely new life and an eternal life.
并且成为父神的儿女。
And become the children of God.
主耶稣来帮助我们，让我们能够更深的来体会主你对我们的爱。
Lord, you would help us so that we can understand your love more profoundly.
帮助我们能够更好的用爱来回应。
So that we can respond to your love better.
主耶稣，爱你不是给你什么好处。
Lord, we know that to love you is not to simply give you something nice.
主耶稣，能够爱你是我们的福分，是我们的喜乐。
Because loving you, if we can love you, it is our blessing, it's our joy.
主耶稣，愿你来复兴我们每一个人，复兴南湾教会。
May you revive every one of us and revive this entire church.
让我们在这里能够传扬你的名，荣耀你的名。
So that we can preach your name and bring glory to your name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
讲到，也感谢他对我们的鼓励，也很感谢他提出我们一个很 challenge 的问题，对我们这些爱自己的罪人，我们能够真的来向我们的神说，主啊，我爱你，主啊，我愿意跟随你。巴不得我们知道我们靠我们自己，也许我们做不到，但是我们就恳请圣灵来帮助我们，让我们能够真心的对主说，主，我爱你，我要跟随你。Thank Brother Chen for today's message and his challenging questions. And we know we are sinners. We love ourselves. And we know we cannot just say to the Lord, I love you just by ourselves. So we ask the Holy Spirit to help us so we can truly and say to the Lord,Lord, I love you. I will follow you. Now, 现在让我们一起来唱诗歌《我已经决定》在第350首。Now, let's sing the song, I have decided to follow Jesus, number 350 on the red hymn book.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. Though none go with me, I still will follow. Though none go with me, I still will follow. Though none go with me, I still will follow. No turning back, no turning back. The world behind me, the cross before me, the world behind me, the cross before me, the world behind me, the cross before me. No turning back, no turning back.
下面让我们一起领受从神来的祝福。那We'll ask Brother Chen to give benediction.
愿我们的天父求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基，能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深，并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足地成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。但愿他在教会中，并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀，直到世世代代，永永远远。阿门。